The State Department, alarmed over last week's court-ordered release of AQ Khan, says Pakistani authorities have provided assurances that he will be barred from further proliferation activity and that the United States intends to make sure that those promises are kept. Khan, revered in Pakistan as the father of the country's nuclear program, was put under house arrest in 2003 after admitting he had sold nuclear secrets to Iran, Libya, and North Korea. In a surprise move last Friday, the Islamabad High Court said he was not involved in any criminal activity and ruled his detention unlawful. The United States, which had helped compile the evidence that led to his detention, complained immediately, with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton saying she was very much concerned about the release, and a spokesman insisting Khan remained a serious proliferation risk. A senior official who spoke to reporters here said U.S. Ambassador to Pakistan Ann Patterson met senior Pakistani officials in Islamabad Sunday, and they outlined steps being taken to assure that Khan is not able to reestablish his proliferation network or share nuclear information outside of Pakistan. The official gave no details of the restrictions, but the Washington Post quoted Pakistani officials as saying Khan's telephone calls, visitors, and activities will be monitored, and that he will be barred from traveling outside the country. Asked if the United States is satisfied with the assurances, the official said the commitments are fine at face value, but said the United States, as he put it, wants to do better than that and make sure they live up to their words. Earlier, State Department acting spokesman Robert Wood said the Obama administration remains very concerned with the Pakistani court decision and will continue to discuss the matter with Islamabad officials.
AQ Khan's track record has been one of great concern to us and a number of other countries around the world. And we're going to do what we can to try to make sure that the types of activities that have been undertaken in the past don't continue. And we will be in touch with, as I said, we're in a dialogue with the Pakistani government about AQ Khan. And we remain concerned about the potential that he has for further proliferation.
The senior official said U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan Richard Holbrook, who arrived in Islamabad Monday on his first trip to the region, would likely raise the AQ Khan case with senior Pakistani officials. Holbrook, a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, is in the area to discuss the Afghan conflict as part of the Obama administration's policy review on Afghanistan. But the State Department has said Holbrook is empowered to discuss the entire range of issues on the U.S.-Pakistani agenda. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.